Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is Drop Tent Media Network.
Hi, I'm Albert Davis, and I'm a solo staker on the Ethereum blockchain.
And I'm Tommy Harrell, and I'm a solo staker.
Both Tommy and I are crypto enthusiasts, navigating the world of Ethereum solo staking. We're not experts, but we're on a journey to learn more. So join us as we explore, learn, and stake our claim in the Ethereum network. Welcome to the Lone Stakers Podcast.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Good.
Human.
Good.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Wow. Chicka wow wow. What's going on? Comedian Neil Wood, Adam Nutter in the studio. Hi. Cult of Us. Here we go. A comedy podcast. We're doing it. Yeah. Checking in with my little guy over there. He's over in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. He's repping our shit. He's got a Santa hat on. Not the Santa hat you think of. He's got a fun cap like he typically would be seen because he is bald and he's a little scared about showing his head a lot. Well, but hey, you look great. No, you look fantastic, buddy. You look fantastic, but you got a little fun Santa on there. You can jump on the YouTube and check it on out. But he's got a cool little hat going on there.
Smoking
cool.
A cigar.
Love it. Love. Yeah, absolutely. I need it. Is it happening? Is this it? Is this what we're doing?
Well, technically, right?
I guess.
Christmas is Monday.
You and I don't. That's the one thing. There's a lot of podcasts out there. They're up into their own shit. You know what I mean? They put it up their own ass. They're staring at themselves, jerking off. You know, we don't do that. We come into the studio sometimes, a lot of us unprepared. I want to say that. A lot of us, I'm not pointing at anybody specific, but not prepared at all. But we come in with a smile on whatever shit we got going on to come in and have some fun. And, you know, and of course it's mandated. I mean, the Pope, you know, we're the people that run this cult. So, I mean, if you don't like it, too fucking bad. But no, you look great, buddy. I guess this is our festive season episode. Yep. Who knew? You know, I'm out here in these streets running around like a hooligan. What are you up to, buddy?
I don't know. Probably just gonna, you know, figure out how to tie in news finally. Just get that over with around the holidays.
I know. It's a shame. Doesn't it suck when you're like, God, now I gotta get through a YouTube before I kill myself?
Right. Like, and there's ads in front of it. You're like, just get to the crux of this. I don't want to watch a 40-second ad about, like, you know, like medicine before I fucking.
Yeah. No, I feel in my sad state, I would actually even be like, no, I deserve this. Like, I would watch the full ad. Full 2 minutes. Yeah. Just like, nah. They're like, I've never even gotten to the end of one of those YouTube ads. I think they start asking you questions. They're like, hey, are you okay? Do you need assistance?
Want a survey?
Yeah. Do you need, well, no, I meant for the suicide because no one gets to the end of those ads. If you're staying for the whole YouTube ad, it should pop up and just be like, hey, are you okay? Mental health website here. Like, that's nuts. I don't know why anyone would get to it. But no, we come on here. I'm glad that you're good. Why the noose is, hey, listen, if you're going to look up the video, look up the one that I taught. I did a master class in it. Yes, it's $300, but dude, when I tell you, Adam, you're going to love your noose, buddy.
Well, I saw it was a 4-hour video. So I just try to skip through, you know, the important parts of your video.
I know you say it, but I mean, if you missed the one special guest I had Morgan Freeman on just to narrate some of the parts of it. Really, really fun. Thank you for being part of the project. MF, I appreciate you. You know, that was great. He popped in. I mean, there was a couple celebrities in there. that like stopped in talking about their own experiences with, you know, me teaching them. You know, I couldn't get Robin Williams before his whole thing, but I mean, that was a different
Anthony
situation.
Bourdain stopped by, I heard. I heard Chester
Bennington. I did get him before he went. I didn't think, you know, at that time, I got to say, in hindsight, I should have probably said something, but the course and the way it works, we're not allowed to infringe on your rights and stuff. So you come to the class, we don't ask any questions.
I heard David Carradine gave it a fucking 10 out of 10.
You know what? It was I actually sent him to our Buena Vista location for his training. That's in Buena, New Jersey. That's where I went for summer camp. And it's not, it sounds like it, doesn't it? Yeah. Doesn't that sound like, I was like, oh, the beautiful Buena Vista, especially if you hit the Buena Vista. Like that was a summer camp I went to in New Jersey next to a scum lake.
I was going to say next to a lake full of heroin needles and fucking dead lizards, dude.
I wish we had heroin in it. That would have made it more exciting. No.
Could have just been looking for needles just to get anything in their body to fucking feel like better than where they are.
Just poisonous snakes. And we had a couple of those, just a couple of water moccasins, not supposed to be in there for kids swimming. But again, it was one of those summer gifts where like it had a lake, but no one ever used it. We used it one time. I think I went there for like 4 years.
And you came out with fucking meningitis and 4 leeches on you.
No, we fished in it, weirdly enough. We got to use the rope swing once, and then I remember fishing in it. And a kid, they put us on a dock like a bunch of morons. And a kid threw his line back and clipped my thumb. Got my thumb with the hook. Yep. I swear to Christ, that happened. That is nuts.
I mean, better than your eye.
Dude,
those stories where it's like fisher hooks in the eye. It's like,
I mean, anytime you're involved in like a Mel Brooks slapstick comedy, you know, like, you know, I mean, Leslie Nielsen might as well have been standing next to me and then a fish should have jumped out and went in his mouth as it got fish hooked. But, got back. I just immediately felt a tug on my hand. Like it came over the rail and then pull and it just comes back that way. And I'm like, yo. Fucking terrible.
I think I've told this story before on the podcast, but a psychotic testosterone high school filled boys thing that, because remember when I was playing football back in high school, like I don't think they really do this anymore in a lot of places, but we actually went away to like football camp for like a week, like, you know, like went somewhere. Now they like kind of stopped doing that. But, you know, from Staten Island, we went to Schwanksville, Pennsylvania. That's where our fucking football camp was.
Okay, I've heard of this place.
And there was like a lake right, you know, in the facility because band camps were there and shit and all these other summer camps. And when we were just between practices, whatever, some of the fucking absolute psychopaths on the team would find lizards, like little ones, like, you know, inches long. Sure. And they would make them fight each other. And you ask me, well, how do they fight each other? They didn't, because they're two lizards just walking around in a circle together. Right. No one, you know, but they picked a loser. And then, you know, the to-go cereal box, like the little one, like that's they serve at like hotels.
Yeah.
Okay. They would peel the lid back a little bit, not all the way off, and then put them in there and just steal it and send them off into the ocean, a lake, just to, I guess, die out there because you can't get out because they would like staple it shut, which is really psychotic shit. Looking back at it.
Yeah. Also, if they did use staples, had to be tape.
Football tape, I'm sure football tape.
That these football players are like, guys, we got to make a stop at Michaels. We are fresh out of staples.
Yeah, it had to be football tape for sure. But at the point,
I get you.
Lizard wasn't getting out of there at that point.
I just love that for a brief moment, you thought that there was like, we were in school and there was a giant stapler in the back of the room. Listen, I mean, out of the ways kids have killed things, I've seen worse, but I mean, you know, they did the like just put it and let it go away. Like, you know, you're like, all right, I guess.
I would argue that's worse because it's just gonna slowly die.
Well, you're talking about suffering that we don't I mean, sure, it's not the quickest way, of course. But here's the thing that I like to think in my heart is those boxes were made out of cardboard. I'm pretty sure that thing starts to get wet. It starts to sink.
The bottom was like that plastic. It's like,
they put them in the bag.
No, not the bag. No, I think so you're not understanding what I'm trying.
I'm thinking of the cardboard,
not the mini version of the regular cereal boxes. They were like a plastic, they were like a plastic little mini ball almost with like a peel off. Like,
oh, those got you.
So they would just peel that back, like tape it shut, and just send it out to the fucking lake.
Very different. Very different.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So there, no, it probably didn't corrode. It probably just floated around out there until somebody picked it out of the water and threw it out or something like that.
This is my fault of not remembering. And we've been on the road since, but somewhere in the, you only find the box cereal in shitty motels. You're right. Now we went to the K cup version of cereals, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
We went into the, yeah, it's everything's got to be in. What happened with the card? But that's my fault, everybody. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of letters. That's right. No comments. We're going to get letters from some of our, some of our fans are sovereign citizens and we understand you. So send in your letters.
I'm jealous of you.
Yes. No, of course he is. I neither am jealous nor, you know, I don't envy, nor do I look down upon. I go like, hey man, just don't send the bomb to my real address. Send it to the PO box. We'll pick it. You know, that kind of thing. I don't care about that. I don't care about those mail workers, I guess is where that thing ends. It's fun. But okay. So fun killing salamanders out of the gate. We already got some animal death in this episode. Unfortunately, I don't know what it is, but we find these things. I don't know. Yeah. You said you had a fun thing we might watch on the Patreon of like two bears fighting. It's so fun when you come onto the podcast and you're ecstatic. Like you're like the happiest I've ever seen you. You know, you're glowing in ways. And he's just like, God, dude, I found this great video of two bears fighting. And I'm like, I mean, I get it, man, but also, you know what I mean? BetterHelp should sponsor us. It is
I need it.
It is upsetting. But okay, I mean, we'll watch it maybe for the Patreon, so get over to the Patreon. But
patreon.com/cultofus.
That's wonderful. I'm excited for it. I hope it's a cute one. I doubt it, but I hope it's cute. No, it's not. Adam shaking his head for audio listeners. Wonderful.
It's violent as hell.
I've been out there. Dude, I spent you ever spent a bunch of money on a brunch? I spent a bunch of money on a brunch.
No, I'm
recently.
Not a woman or a gay man. So no,
you don't even Adam. So here's the problem with you. This is the issue with you, because you're forgetting that all the frivolity that can happen at a brunch, which you and I think agree should only happen between guys like us every like 6 months. It's like going to get your teeth checked. Like I can't go to brunch too much. The energy's off for me a lot of the time.
Well, first of all, you know me. I'm a dinner guy. I'm a big spender on dinners.
You're that's a dinner guy. Yeah,
I like to go for steaks. I like to treat everybody to, you know, those type of meals. So when it comes to brunch, like if I can't, it's hard for me to justify dropping like $2 on like a brunch. You know what I'm saying? It's like I just had bacon and I don't drink, so it's like I just had a bunch of bacon and like one waffle I don't know, dude. But that's my second question is follow up. Are you getting sauced at these? Or are you just like?
I don't get sauce anymore. I had two very expensive drinks. They were great. They were tasty.
Were they worth it though?
They were, I would say, I mean, overpriced cocktails are overpriced cocktails. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You hope that you're, you know, it's like, okay, this is fresh squeezed juice and whatever, you know, that's fun. For $18, whatever it is.
What?
I mean, oh yeah. I mean, well, I'm saying I'm having two. They're at least $9.
Okay. I thought you meant
they're at least $9. I apologize, everyone. Everyone pull back.
I was like, did they rim you?
Everyone pull back. Ass up on the table. I was ready when they came back. They said no thank you, which was very strange.
Three of these, we do that, not two.
Oh, is it three? Oh, I apologize. I haven't been here before, everybody. I apologize. I'll put my ass away.
They have like douchey names, like you know, like Despair Daiquiri, so like brighten your mood up, or like one of those things.
I would have walked out if it said despair. I would have immediately gotten up and walked out if it said Despair Daiquiris, because I would have been like.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What are you, me making these drinks? That's insane that you would do that.
Or like Sunny screwdriver, like Sunny Sunday screwdrivers, like one of that, like one of those bullshit.
This place, I think this place with ethnic anyway, with ethnic, with So fun, good, decent spot.
What type of ethnic?
But I was trying to say they were like, I believe they were from the Latin world.
Okay. Yeah.
They were from the Latin world.
But yeah.
I think they liked it. I don't know. I did it to every single staff member. I went back into the kitchen. Everybody, they seemed receptive.
How else are you supposed to show your dominance in that place without going to prove your language, the language better than they can? You know?
Yeah. I like to show up for brunch and I like to pretend like I'm a mayor. And just get in there, greet the staff, shake their hands. They're confused. They're doing side work. I'm stopping them. Put that shit down. What's up? Hello. How are you? It's good to meet you. I go back. I talk to most of the staff. Some of them, not really all of them. They're kind of gross, but it's, you know what I mean? The ones I make time for, it's fun. But no, I'm so brunch, to your point, I feel like us guys, we go to brunch, you got to go every 3 months, maybe 3 months. I'm saying 6 months. You go, you get the energy of it. It's fun. You regret it as soon as you get the check. Every time I get done, you're absolutely right. I think it's a bad idea every single time. You know what I mean? It's cheesy potatoes and fucking some little meal, you know.
It's like a some drinks, egg omelet that's like too small. That
no, I will say the food rocked. Here's the thing: I will not go to that. Those establishments should be shot. Little portion, but honestly, it's the portions now. I feel like they're actually where they should be. You and I went through the era, and this is documented, where there was a surplus in the 70s and then the 90s as well. So we had giant amount. That's when king size, like, you know, mega size shit was coming out.
Like coming back from Italian restaurants like Staten Island growing up, where it's like, I'd be like, I'm like, I'll take chicken parm, you know, basic Staten Island kid. And it's like, here's four cutlets, and like, I'm seven. Yeah. So I can't eat this. Like, what were you thinking? And then
exactly. Parents
bring it home and then it's cutlets for four fucking days after that, dude.
Yeah. No, but we lived through that. So now I think the portions are where they were. This was a well-portioned meal. I was full, you know, at the end. Sure. Could I have, I mean, we grew up in the time we grew up. So yeah, sure. Could I have, I flushed a cheesesteak after that? 100%. But that's because we're animals. That's what I mean. Everyone's like, it's not enough food. I'm like, actually, that was probably what you should have had. We're the fucking monsters.
No, you're right. But here's my hang up again. It's like, if I just go out to like a local brewery, like we go to like Iron Hill or whatever, like, and I get like a meal and I'm paying like, you know, 35, 40 bucks, and they give me like immediate regular size portion. It's like, yeah, okay, cool, that's fine. But if I'm, because I'm only spending that amount of money, but if I'm going to that brunch and it's like,
right,
$250, this omelet better be an ostrich egg, bro. Like, yeah. What are you doing? I don't care, because I'm not even gonna eat the whole thing. I'll even throw it out.
Have you ever eaten ostrich eggs?
No, but they're huge.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, yeah. You'll throw it on the floor. No, no, no. Yeah, I will. I will talk to you after. Yes. Yeah, I agree 100%. Yeah, it would have been nice if they gave me more of everything I already had, just as a like, nah, you know, it's one of those situations. I feel bad every single time, to be honest, as well. And this was like with a woman. So it was like, oh boy, you know, I was like, that's cool. I get done. I'm like, all right, I'm going to eat in 2 hours, but that's fine.
Like if it's like a new chick, you can't like react. You just got to get the bill and just be like, totally cool, not at all furious at this bill. Totally ease. In fact, this is I wish it was more. I wish it was more money.
I mean, I always think that sometimes people, like, if you haven't complained up to a point and then get the check and then complain, us as servers, like coming from the server side, when that happens, it's always, you just gotta, it's like a toddler having a tantrum. You just gotta let them punch it out. You're probably not gonna even end up taking anything off the bill, really, but like I feel like it's the stuff they should have used you for, that if everything just went well, the food was great, your service was great. Now that they have to pay too much, they're like, no, come over here, I have to talk to you more. Like, I'm gonna use you more so I feel like something happened here. Like, you know, is this right? How much is that? I don't know. Could you go look again? Like, yeah, I got it. I understand.
Ago, maybe like 2 months ago, three months ago, tops. I went out to a dinner with three other people. I paid for all four people, right? And I'm thinking, like, in my head, it's probably like between 120 to like 150, like around, you know, around there.
Four people.
I get it. And I'm like, nah, this can't be this can't be the bill. Like this is, it was like 270 or 250. And it's not like people were fucking pounding drinks either, by the way. Like, everybody had like one or two, and I don't drink, so it's like eliminate me right away. Everybody had like one or two, and then it's like regular meals. No crazy apps, no crazy fucking like, give me the wine of the day, give me the fucking soup, give me the buffalo that you killed out bad. It was just like, oh, regular steaks and shit, fucking 250. Like, oh, well, I'm not coming back here anymore. This is insane. Like, again, then it's like, well, it was it worth 250? Then you start like nitpicking it. You're like, well, I don't know. This was like a little burn over here. Like, and you start to like do that shit to justify it. Yeah, it's insane.
And also you go to some of these places and you're still paying, which drives me up a wall. When you're like just doing a meal and then each of you has, let's say, two drinks, soda, I feel like I actually don't even know what soda costs. It's how rarely I drink it. Never drank it.
Like a glass, you mean? Like
what? Yeah, it's just like if I go and go, can I get a Coke?
$2?
I bet you it's $6.
No way. Wait,
I'm talking Applebee's. Go to an Applebee's.
Look it up right now.
How much is a Coke? I'm thinking I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be fucking surprised. You know what I mean? It's got to be three something. I bet you it's 325.
Right?
It's probably 325. My, you know, survey says, I'm telling you, it's 325. If my balls are 7 inches, it's 325. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, of course, Applebee's.
If it's lower, good job. But and even then, you're thinking, you got to think about it. Like, you know, you could buy was it $1.25 out of a vending machine?
So Pepsi at Applebee's is $1.99.
Okay.
So I was, I figured.
But I'm paying for a $9 Yingling. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, actually. I wonder how much their beers are.
Because the beers, that's what I mean. That's where those, you're like, each of you drank 18, boom, boom, boom. Like, even if you have two, you're like, we just drank like regular beer. Like, these are Yinglings. Like, why are we paying $9 for these? You never even think about it. That's every true. Time.
I can't look up the booze menu on Applebee's, but I bet you're probably right.
No, you know how it varies in the city to the point where it's wild. Go to a hole in the bar. They're pricing it correctly. Yeah. You know, it's like $4, $5 for a can, you know, and then you're just center city. You'll be like, that's $9. And you're like, I don't even want to be in here. Like, give me the fucking, like, dude, you don't have, come on. Like, I know you can get it, but like, I'll just then get a soda. Like, if I want to be a dickhead, I can be a dickhead, I guess. But like, I don't know why they just can't, the cheap beers just can't be cheap everywhere. I mean, I understand how markets work, obviously, but like, I just don't know why that's not a benefit for every business. Like, I feel, you know what I mean? Like,
they're losing money in other ways. So they're like, we'll make it up. I'm dumb.
I get you. It could be a loss leader situation where it's padding the menu and it's really, that just balances out other ways. That's how that would work. But yeah, I don't know. Anyways, old man corner, fucking blah. But I get you. I was just, you know, spending money on brunch. I'm out here, you know, trying to run around, do some things. It's fun.
Yeah, you're trying to get that fucking, get your dick wet off brunch purchases. I get it.
I wouldn't say so. That's not how I operate. I'm 35. I'm a fucking gentleman. I know you have shit today too. It's just, actually go for your things. I know you brought some stuff. Let's do it before we do plugs. I get you. Well, we can do after too. I'm just spitting the shit with you.
I'll pull up the tweet because it was funny, and this is just like the talk of
this is about a white and black football team. Football, I believe.
Thing. Yeah. So hold on,
one team white, one team more predominantly black, one team
predominantly black. All of it would just be white versus black.
I'm using predominantly there for no reason, I guess.
Okay, so Rashard Mendenhall, who was on the Steelers for a while as a running back, he was a decent player. Wasn't like anything exceptional, you know. Whatever. He goes, simply tired of being berated by people. By the way, he's not even in the league, so I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. But simply tired of being berated by people who aren't experts in the game. He spells the D-E, which I don't know why it made me laugh.
He might be Spanish.
It's like this 2004. Like, we're using it like this, like we're like a 2004 chat room. We just pretend like I'm the only athlete tired of fans talking trash. You diss upset over a single tweet. What about us? Like it or not, I'm great in football. This proves my point. You can't speak on ball alone. So that was his follow-up tweet to the one that went, more viral, which was I'm sick of average white guys commenting on football. Y'all not even good at football, which is such a funny statement.
I like
Can we please replay? He's not like, it's funny because like there's like a transition in the NFL. Like the white dudes of the old days, we get fucking housed by the white dudes of today. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like not even close. Like, so he is kind of like, I get what he's saying, but it's like a little different today, but it's a very funny statement. And he goes, can we please replace the Pro Bowl with an all black versus all white bowl? These cats can stop trying to teach me who's good at football. I'm better than your goat, which that's not true. But, so obviously it's like, everybody started being like, even I was like, yeah, the black team would probably win. And I started thinking, I was like, you know what? Out of all the years for him to say this, white dudes have been kind of crushing it in football. Like the best running back in the NFL is a white dude.
Right.
That's like super rare. Right. So then I started breaking it down to like, I mean, people were breaking it down like by position, by position, by position. We don't have to do that. We're not a sports podcast, but if you're going like by like overall position groups, like, okay, running back, we got the best running back in the league. White dude. That's crazy. Quarterbacks to kind of go both ways. And technically, if you want to play like the race card, Mahomes is half white and half black. Technically, he could play for the Whites, is all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So we got a few guys like that.
Yeah, we're going to have to have a floater QB in this game. We'll have a floater QB.
We got like Keenan Allen and Mike Evans, who are technically also, they have like a white mom. So that's two big body receivers. They're half white, technically. That's okay. Our team, you know what I'm saying?
This is, all right, I guess.
Let me have this. We got Cooper Kupp, who's full white, and he won the Triple Crown.
This team's got a lot of black people on it. This white team, I'm just saying, has a lot of black people on it.
You know what? I'll get rid of Mahomes. He could go to the black team. Mahomes can go to the black team. We got Allen, great. Still got Aaron Rodgers, great. Joe Burrow, pretty good. You know, we got some fucking ballers on this team, but the quarterback position is like pretty even. Like as far as the black and white. Like again, you have Mahomes, he's arguably like the best quarterback. Right. Yep. So it's like that's kind of split. If you say running backs as a whole, yeah, the black team's gonna win, even though we have the best one of them, they have all of them. We have one guy.
So right.
Like, you know, they win that one. Receivers. Yeah, they're going to, that's them too.
Oh, okay.
100%. Corners and safeties also, there are no white corners. There hasn't been a white corner since Jason Sehorn in 2000. And when did he break his leg? I was at that game. He broke his leg. I think it was like 2003. So they're going to win the corner position because we don't have any safety. We have a few good safeties, but they have way better safeties. Now, tight end. That's a white man's game right there. Tight end, we got tight end. Tight end, we can win.
This team's got a lot of problems.
Shut up. I think. It doesn't. Wait.
On offense, it's got issues. No, safety is important for D. Uncertain.
Here, that's the problem, dude.
That's a problem.
All we have to do is the thing. Our linebackers in line are actually good. We got the Bosa brothers. We got TJ Watt, generational players, right? They're fucking great players. Max Crosby, great player. So I don't think they can run the ball on us. But when it comes to, they got Tyreek Hill, who runs a fucking, 4-2, 40. Dude, the Miami Dolphins, I think, 3 out of the 4 fastest speeds recorded this year from the Dolphins by 3 different players. So it's like, and the other one was by, I think, DK Metcalf on the Seahawks. So it's like, yeah, they're probably going to smoke us in the backfield. Like, there's no chance we're going to cover any of these motherfuckers. Like, it's going to be like, Pat Mahomes is going to get in the huddle and be like, just run goes. Just run flies, dude. They can't catch you. It's like, trying to catch up.
It's gonna be an issue.
So I'm just saying though, if we just focus on a good solid run game,
do they have dreads? And can we talk about that guy who ripped that guy down by the dreads that I did see?
That's fair play. And I'm saying,
yeah, dude, so many people, so many people had like visceral responses to that. And even the guy in the moment was just like, yo, like, and I was like, I know, dude. But at the same time, You know, like, I don't know. Like, if that was kind of passing through my hands, I would be the guy who, like, at that moment was like, grab it and then realize, like, oh no. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that, he would have already been down and I'd have been like, oh, that's fuck.
Did you say that? But you're not thinking of like, you're the last guy between him and the end zone. And
no, I'm saying that I'm going to grab it. Yes, I have it. And it's going to, I'm not going to, it won't, I won't fit. He kind of finished. Mine would be like around and be like, oh fuck, and then like let go and just throw him into the sidelines, be like, dude, I get it, my bad, that is just, I didn't, but like, I, it came through,
you gotta,
it was out. You know, Indiana Jones when like he's slipping down the fucking rope, and you know what I mean, it was not intentional, like, you know, he did it, and I think he got it and was like, this is happening, and then at the end was like, plant, and then kind of was like, I mean, fair game, right? And then yeah, I agreed. The guy got upset immediately. I was like, dude, you can't really be upset immediately. It's
almost making the same argument. It's like, well, you can't tackle me with my arm. It's like, you know, it's like, where is it? And like, it's like, you can't be like, no, from the hair. Well, he doesn't have to grow his hair out, like, you know, or he could put it up into the helmet.
Yeah,
like, yeah, it's tough. You could do like,
usually they just either tuck it into the back. I mean, players all the time that just tuck it in, like it just falls in underneath, like under their pads and stuff. Sometimes
most dudes, you know, just let it go.
Sometimes, yeah, I mean,
but most, I mean, it's
like, it's happened one time. I mean, people aren't trying to actively grab folks' hair. You know what I mean? It happened, and
it was big with Ricky Williams, and then it just kind of stopped. Like, it was like, it just kind of stopped happening. Weirdly enough,
it's the same way it happens in like women fighting in high school. Like, it's, they're like, all right, ladies, hey, if you're gonna fight, stop with the fucking hair. Hair. Eight chicks got clumps fucking taken out of their head the next day.
Yeah, it's like, strike with these front two knuckles and stop with the hair pull.
Yeah. Can we just tackle and then just really just do a slap fight, you know, fun time? Because it's an issue.
After we do plugs, I remember I found the other thing that I was looking for.
Perfect.
That beforehand. It has to do with UFC and not in the actual cages, in the audience, which was
hilarious. Got you.
Yeah. I just got to find it on.
All right.
But yeah.
I got
but,
you.
So all I'm saying is, for the black football, all I'm saying is, Rashard Mendenhall, kind of talking out of pocket.
No, he's not 100% accurate. You did. Nope. You mentioned four positions that you're covered on, and then everyone else is fucked.
I think we have a better O-line too. It's just, I think it's just the receivers and we can't. Passing the ball is going to be a little hard.
Yeah, you think?
Unless we get the half-life receivers.
No, that's what I'm saying. You can't, like, as and black people will be probably screwed.
Black team either. That's not, they're either out of this. That's not fair.
Wow. Considering this country had a one drop rule for a long time, like multiple years, and then you'd be like, fine, you gotta be either fully black. I need two black parents. I need to see two black parents, and I need to see two white parents. Bring up your goddamn pictures. I don't need an ounce of fucking white, just all those two.
All I'm saying is, wow, if that fucking happened, if they don't get it, we don't get it. They don't get it. That's fair. That's fair.
I mean, listen,
they can't get Mike Evans. He's a half breed. He gets.
Oh, don't say. Gee, I gotta believe that. That's insane. You can't do that.
Can't say that.
I'm pretty sure. I mixed is somewhat softer and more accepted. Half breed, dude. No good.
Black. No side's better or worse. How is that a thing you can't say?
Half-breed is not. That is, you know, that's not how half-breed reads.
I think that's not fair.
Don't do this. Don't then try to. You just said it was bad.
But I don't think it's fair.
You then, now you're just trying to. No. Adam, among racists, absolutely fine. Among non-racist folks, my sister still calls, bless your heart, sis, I love you to death, but my sister playfully, and doesn't think it's incorrectly, I don't think people would fault her, still says Ricans to come from Puerto Rican people. And I've heard Puerto Rican go like, yeah, we don't, that's, it just doesn't ring right, you know what I mean? Like, to me. Wow. Talking about this,
so not to cut the whole thing. I'm not gonna go through my justification of it.
I'm just gonna, it's fine. I love doing editing late night. It's great. So I don't know. I might leave it in. We corrected it. You went for a thing. You kind of went to a thing. I was like, oh, they don't use that anymore. That's not used ever. That is not used. That is, I don't, you know.
Every fantasy movie ever.
Yes. Because they're talking about, and also they're now using it in sci-fi, high sci-fi, especially like as a denigration still to someone who's like half centaur, half fucking
stupid. It just means bug. Two things. It just means two things. It's stupid.
It's a shame because we have. You could have went hybrid. You know what I mean? That's even softer. You had to say half breed, which technically, again, because you know why it doesn't equate, buddy? Because like, you know, like full breed or purebred. You see where that goes?
That's like that articulate. Now you're like articulating a reason why to make it bad.
Articulating a reason. That's not. No, listen. I don't
know, maybe I'm not saying that right, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Listen, now you're fine. No, it's just that's bad. Where half breed comes from. You a breed of a brain. Certain. My brain. I know not your brain, but this is. I'm sorry, buddy. You have to remember that your brain, beautiful as it is, as hole filled as it is, beautiful, holy dude. It's like the. It's got fucking Shia LaBeouf is in there as a teenager acting in those holes. He's fucking loving it.
My pion's firing off at all weird angles.
Unfortunately, though, racists in the past have used, look, that's a purebred. That's a half breed. Buddy, it's not your fault. Listen, racists have used
Tommy
it.
Tommy tried to like take libertarian from us back in the day. It's like, no, you don't get to just say it because it's a thing that it's a thing. Like you make it, they made it their own thing. That's bullshit. That's not fair.
That's I get you. We're getting
mixed things.
They used what? They use commie?
No, communists tried to like subvert the word like liberty, like not liberty, libertarian.
Oh, okay. So that's what I thought. Okay, I got you. Right. They try to. Yeah, this is different than that, but that's fine. It's fine. It's pretty different. But it's. there we go. And that's where we'll leave it. We'll let you guys decide, I guess. Maybe I won't believe it.
Just believe it. I don't want to deal with that.
Okay. Great. Cool. I think we said it 18 times, so that's fun. I don't want to cut it. It was fun, but yeah, you're right. Like, I'm gonna bleep out a lot of it. Okay, cool.
What? That's bullshit. That's all I'm saying. It's just I'm.
You use it. You also can use it and just have fun and use it accidentally, and it's fine. I don't think anyone knew. Think you were coming. That's what I mean. Sometimes in this, it's like either cut it or don't. I think we leave a lot of this in. I'll believe the one thing, but like it's you didn't mean you did not intentionally mean it in that way. You meant it in the way. Yeah, it's fine.
Two things Heather happened to one.
There's sometimes it happens. It's fine. It's listen again at the show that I was at the one time where we're going back there, but like the owner I talked about on this thing, she just would not stop talking through the whole thing. And at one point, Dave Primiano on our network, you know, from the Weekday Comics, Funny Comics on stage, and he's talking about there's a great joke about his the Redskins and that being a racist name for a team, but he sets up the joke just being right. Like yeah, whatever, blah. And someone in the crowd, the owner, just goes like, "It's like it's not racist like that." She's like, and he's even kind of playing devil's advocate in the bit, but he's like, you don't think it's a little like. Just even this is a comic on stage. We're like, not even a note. Like, not you for a moment didn't even not none of that rings as a touch weird. And she just goes, it's tradition.
Dude, speaking of, but
hold on, wait, because the next line is he goes like, hey, both of us look at each other. I'm looking at him on stage. I start laughing immediately because we both just go like, yeah, you know, traditions like hating Jews or like it's and we're both looking at her like her shaking her head to like oh yeah traditions. Hey, listen, like
no traditions are tried and true, you know, you
just here we go. Why do I walk into these?
It was the easy one.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say
fuck.
It's funny the full circle of the whole Redskin thing. Now there's petitions from native tribes to get it back to Redskins again.
Which I like, know. It's like, yeah, because their issue is not with the fucking multi-billion dollar sports organization. It's like, give us some fucking land, you cunts. Like they're in the back, like call us whatever you want. Maybe we got some fucking equality. Hey, like, you know what I mean?
What I say, Fight better. That's all I said. Oh.
This episode's unusable. This is an unusable episode, dude. I have to, Adam, I need to get some sleep. I have shit to do. There's a chick I want to meet.
That we could leave in. That's fine.
I love it too, because I'll see people out and they'll be like, you do the pod with Adam. And I'm like, yeah, what have you heard? Like, what? Where do you lie on it? Because we just go in, we have fun. I think we know the line that we toe, and everyone else is weird around it. We know we're not asking for that, but you guys are weird, and you're thinking, listen, we're going to leave a lot of this in, and I'm just going to be like, fucking deal with it. I don't know. We're leaving all in. It's all, nope. I've made a decision. No.
I'm fine with it. Not a fun podcast, but it's like, honestly, we're fucking comics. We're clearly joking. Shut the fuck up.
I get it. I'm on the same train.
Dick. I won't have a real job. You can't.
I'm here to balance out any of the weirdness anyway. Yeah. We get into shit. We know what we're doing.
Shut up.
We got to do plugs. Let's get plugs out of the way real quick, and then we'll finish up this pod some deep, strong shit.
Yeah, I found the other thing I wanted to play.
Good. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we'll check that out right after plugs. Adam Nutter, where can we check you out, buddy?
Adam Nutter on Twitter, on Instagram, Adam Nutter Comedy on TikTok. Go follow me. Thank you. And then, of course, come see me. Oh, go check out the other podcast I do on this network, 5 till midnight. It's fucking really going well. Thank you for everybody who checks that out. It's awesome. Thank you. We appreciate it. And then come see Neil and I on the road and me on the road. So we'll both be in Connecticut January 12th. Then the very next weekend, January 19th, I'll be in Florida at the Florida Libertarian Convention doing comedy with the great Sarah Bell and Blaise Gagakis. And Robert Vincent, Venison hosting. So it's going to be a fucking great time. Coming out to that. The weekend after that, I'll be in Georgia, also with Sarah Bell. I think. Yeah, no, she's coming out too, for sure. Actually. So we'll be there. Then the next month, I think we'll be in California, Minnesota, going to Texas. These are all LP conventions. And possibly Alaska. Up in the air, the Alaska thing. And then this Friday, December 22nd, Myers Brewing in Philly. Two shows, I think, so far still. So coming out to those. Again, ticketsdrop10.com/events. And that's it for me.
Yeah. Come check us out over at Myers this Friday. Obviously, the Adam just hit. Ooh, buy some tickets to the 9:30. Jesus Christ. every time at the 9:30, it's like it'll be the day before, and then everyone buys tickets then. Yeah, I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck you. I'm like, fuck buy you and early. Your dumb face.
Yeah.
How do we know? And then they're like, oh, it's not gone. I'm like, well, we didn't know we were going to have a show until an hour before, you assholes.
Yeah.
So anyway. Good job, guys. Way to warm them up, Neil. I am neilwood.com. You can go there for all the dates and details. You'll see some of the events we're already talked about, and you can come see me if this is up. Yeah, it should be. So you can come see me this Thursday, right? This will be going up tomorrow, hopefully. So you can come see me tomorrow night, Thursday, the 21st, I believe. Yeah, the 21st at Helium Comedy Club for the nightcap. Come out there. I was just there at the open mic today. It was a lot of fun. Go check out the open mic. Go check out the nightcap shows. They're a good time. And everything Helium's got going on. You can go to IamNeilWood.com for those tickets. Yeah, now just go over to my site. Check me out at IamNeilWood on all the social media, Facebook, Instagram, OnlyFans, all of that. I think I'm Big Nip Neil on OnlyFans.
You are.
What's up? How's it going? Yeah, check me out on all that stuff. I got some other stuff coming up. Oh, I'm going to be in Vegas in February. So I'm coming out to do some stuff out there. So very cool. Look out for that if you're in Vegas. Yeah, come on out. That's going to be a lot of fun for that. January, always check out everything Biggest Little Comedy has coming up. Again, Myers Brewing Company every second and fourth Friday in Fishtown, Philadelphia. And then you can check us out actually January 26th. If you're in Fishtown, go to Myers. But if you're closer to Wissahickon Brewing, come on out to Wissahickon Brewing. We're back there the 26th, and we'll have a bunch of fun. So I think Adam's got to be on that show because you haven't done it yet. So no. You got to be on that show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So 26th, if you're not already out of town, buddy, you're...
I don't...
If you're at not the time to decide right now, don't you always do that? You're always like, hold on, wait, let me check. I'm like, no, not the time. We're in the middle of but if you're not in town, Adam will be there. If he's, we're gonna get him on the next one or whatever the fuck, he will be there. If he's not already out of town, all right. check us out all over. Go subscribe over at Biggest Little Comedy. Just go follow, check out our shit. You can check out all the shows that we have coming up and figure out what we got going on. Food truck information, the venues that we got coming up. Crown of Creation, first Friday. You can check that out as well. That would be January 5th. This is all New Year shit, but yeah, come on out. Hopefully, if you have a good New Year. And check out our Patreon, patreon.com/cultofus, and our merch. You can go over to droptent.com/store right now. Grab a merch, grab a shirt, grab a something, grab a hat, whatever you want to do. It helps us out a bunch. We appreciate you. For our hot dog folks, I've chosen to call you hot dogs. You probably hate it, and that's what I like about it, because I lord it over you. But you can check us out at patreon.com/cultofus, and you can check us out there. Become a hot dog. Why not? It's $5. You're going to get a bunch of extra content from us two silly buttholes. All right. And we're going to have a ton of fun. Try to go on there. Just do the gauntlet. It's animal videos, like we mentioned, watching some crazy stuff there, doing Would You Rathers. I got fresh Would You Rathers that are going to...
The James Yu episode's up.
Oh, nice. Yeah, the James Hughes episode up. Perfect.
Conspiracy one that we discovered. It was fun.
Yeah, very fun. Just dicking around with some household explosions that are definitely a cover-up. a good old time. If not a cover-up, that someone hated that motherfucker.
Yeah. Either they were trying to kill him for, like, political espionage, or they just were like, this guy needs to die in a horrific way.
Yeah. It's nuts. But yeah, you get a bunch of shit. You're going to get a shirt sent out to you, so we got to get the size of your body. You can join the Discord immediately. Get into our Discord, hang out, watch some MMA fights with us, just shoot the shit in the old chat there, and have a bunch of fun. There's a bunch of cool stuff and cool folks on there to get your hot dog, dip your hot dog in there, glizzy it all over our faces for $5, people. We appreciate it. Other than that, yeah, Patreon, YouTube, Rumble, OnlyFans, all the shit. I don't know. Just like and subscribe everywhere you see Cult of Us cast or Cult of Us.
Facts.
Boom.
Big facts.
Done. Patreon. I feel like I probably missed some shit, but whatever.
Oh. Every single fucking time that I hit, I double click it because this looks like it fucking clicks.
Flawless victory.
Learn that, Adam. Learn the click one time works.
Yeah, let's do the you spiraling talk to yourself part of this. Why don't you fucking just figure it out, Adam? Why don't you just figure it out? Like, you're a fucking moron. And be like, oh shit, he's going.
You know how like I hate my brain and my memory. So like if I leave, if I forget, like I misplace something, I get violently angry at myself. At the gym today, because this is like 2 days in a row, where I know I brought my keys in with me and then I was going to leave and I just couldn't find my keys in my own body. I was getting like violent. I was like punching the fucking counter at the gym. I was like, fucking stupid. I'm like, get the fuck, where are your fucking, and it was like right in my hoodie pocket. I was like, oh, right in my hoodie pocket. I checked every pocket of my jacket, my bag, my gym bag, my shorts, my pants, everything but all the other pocket I have in my body. It was right there. Didn't feel it. Didn't move. Didn't make a sound. It was like fucking with me. So my keys became sentient for like 25 seconds. We were like, we're gonna fuck with this dummy.
Yeah, you don't need to be smart in that instance. You just need to be smart enough, or maybe just remember that if you think your keys are on you, just jump up and down real quick.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just, next time I'm gonna be doing that the whole time. They're gonna be in front of me.
Oh yeah, no, it's much crazier than you pounding the fucking counter like a psychopath at the gym. Clearly, like, well, that guy's either, he seems quite small to be on fucking roids right now.
Yeah, I know. Or I just started my cycle.
You should not be starting a cycle. And this is what I mean. Everyone's like, just starting your cycle. From what? What do you mean? You weigh like a normal weight. That's insane. You are doing this way too early. You got to fucking get big first. You can't fucking just start a cycle. So many people, Logan Mallon, a comic we know in Philly, like, guy weighs like 90 pounds soaking wet. I think he's 130, maybe. Sorry.
Yeah, maybe.
And he's like, I was like, you did a cycle? He's like, yeah. When I was younger, he did a cycle. And I'm like, when and why? What are you talking about?
I wish people knew what Logan looked like physically.
He's a 130 pound Twinkie little boy. He's a Twinkie boy. Yeah. I mean, he's got hair on him or whatever. So maybe not Twink, but like, whatever. Otter at the very least.
Otter at the least. He's in between, like maybe like a platypus. Or something.
Something. But yeah. I'd like to get inside that bill. You know what I mean?
Every guy I think goes to my gym is on roads. It's like, it's almost like, I need to start doing it just to get everybody else.
I haven't been to a gym, dude. I haven't been to a gym. I don't miss it either. I mean, I will say that there's like a sponsor who I would go to the local gym near us. I want to get on that. It's just, I haven't like, I just been crushing it by myself. So what can I say?
You're assholes. It's just, everybody's cool. Yeah. I don't think I have,
that's good,
there, but it's just like, it is like, I'm like, how am I not? I mean, I'm like, the drastic difference between some of these dudes is crazy. It's like, I mean, they are like yoked up, like, but clear as day steroids. Like, we all know what steroids look like, you know. It's like,
yeah,
that's fine, but if that's what you want to do, like, you're still doing it, you still have to work it. It's still hard, by the way. It's still kind of hard to do steroids. Like, it's, you can't just do steroids to get jacked. Like, it's still like work. Like, it's just like a cheat code almost. It's like Game Shark for fucking Sega back in the day, or Game Genie.
Yeah, totally. No, I usually the energy is just not where I don't he's like, I'm so far away from communism. Like, I don't even like working out together. Like, I just don't like it's, you know what I mean? I genuinely don't like it's something to do with, I don't need, like, I go with a lot of self drive, you know, and I like knowing what I got to do to get in there. And I'm up for like a trainer. Totally. Just like, yo, go do this. Love it. I just, but like the encouragement is something I had that with like relationships, like thing, you know, where like, have you ever worked out with the one or worked out with a girlfriend ever or a partner?
Yeah.
How did that go for you?
It's just a lot of talking.
Yeah. That's the part I hate. That's one of the parts that I do not enjoy.
It's like, you know what it is? I like to take time in between sets. Like, I don't like to.
Oh, gross.
Not gross. Excellent. In fact, S tier, I would say, even above A tier. You are wrong. It's awesome. First of all, if you're trying to focus on strength, you should take longer in between sets, not shorter. If you're trying to.
What's long? Hold on. Cause yeah, sure. I did 5x5. Like, okay, that's minutes. We're saying under 10, obviously.
Yeah,
less than 5.
Yeah, I would say 5 max.
Okay, yeah. You're reasonable. It's reasonable, but I just, you know, a lot of dudes on the stuff in between on the phone. They're really not moving through equipment the way I like. I'm just saying. You know,
my phone during my breaks. If I'm working out, I'm working out. But even between set, like might be a little more than 5 minutes. Even between sets, I would say it's like. I said 5 is a max. I would say like 2 to 3 is average, because I want to give my muscles a chance to relax so I could try to go for the stronger set the next time.
No, I get you. Yeah, I mean, we both read, or at least started reading, you know, Arnold's manual to get jacked. So, well, I understand. Yeah, you should. I mean, there are step things one you should is be
take
doing.
Steroids. You're like, oh, okay, I got it. No.
It's like beasts from Austria. Step one is be from Austria and work out in the woods since you were 12.
Arnold was really juicing back in the day.
Well, no, you had to.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyone that large juices. You guys know how steroids. We're talking to an audience that I pretty sure knows how steroids work. I hope. I mean, unless you're Ginzo. So like, those guys, even from big guys, they would tell me all the time, like, get big first. Get as big as you can humanly. Yeah. Like, just with fucking protein, calorie weight up. Gain. Calorie up. What you can do, diet, exercise. Because it's one, you're training your body to take calories the proper way. You just, and then start a cycle. You'll see the most amount of gains out of that. Like, you're just gonna fucking balloon up and cut in a way you're just not gonna be able to see. But if you do it out of that order, it just looks dumb.
It looks dumb.
Yeah. It looks stupid. It's not good for your health. It's stupid. So yes, no, I get you. And yeah, he had to have at some point done something. But anyway, it's one of those things where the vibe. Working out with a chicken at the gym. I felt the thing of like she wanted me to be the guy, like the encouraging her. And I'm like, how are we supposed to, this isn't both of us working out. This is like one of us training the other while working out. It's like, you're not paying me to, you know what I mean? Like, so I have to not be working out during your sets to then help you.
You know what else?
It just doesn't make logistical sense.
The same weight. You have the weight difference, and that's the same weight. I mean, the same exercise.
Yeah,
the change
over. Changeover. mine is
just
fucking
yours, and then I'll just do mine.
4 hours of work. Yeah, it is. Yeah, like crush out your set. I'll do there. That would be nuts. Honestly, that they're doing it wrong. If you're doing it that way, it's nuts. It is. I'm on this machine while you're, and then we switch, and you just change the weight once. That's how that works. No one. What are you? That's your home gym. You're doing it that way. You can't be. You can't be like, yeah, baby. Okay, 5, 6. Okay, cool. Rack out. Like, rack out everything. Put your shit on. Like, all right, here we go. One set. It's like, you're not doing it. You're doing at least all of your sets at the very least. Like, that's crazy. I just don't like a lot of time in between. I like to keep it moving. Yes, 5x5s. Yeah, you're going to want to take it. You're going to want to stretch those muscles in between 100%. You're going to want to, do some lightweight flexing if you're really trying to max them out. Tire them totally if you're at that point, but this is just coming from a ripped guy. Listen, Adam, it's tough for you to assume now, but I am, unfortunately. This is the verdict's in. I'm fucking hot right now. It's a problem.
I cannot get my midsection with muscles because I just want to eat ice cream.
I don't blame you.
I just can't do it.
I don't blame you.
From because I've been working out so much in the last year. So from my mid lower chest.
Yeah, you got the top twosies, which is great. Dude,
I look good. My arms are looking good. My shoulders look good. And then I just pudge in the middle. And I'm fat because, I'm still thin.
It's not as defined as you'd like.
Zero. No, not, dude, as defined would imply some sort of, I have zero definition. Yeah. And I do abs almost every day.
I kept telling you to stop doing that. You got to stop. I'm telling you, I told you the ab exercises you got to do. Get those in there. Everything else is going to fall in line. Cause you're not wrong. Every dude out there knows. I mean, you get to a certain point and dudes are mostly happy. Like, they're going to keep a little around the midsection. That's your beer weight, dude. You're allowed. That's acceptable. Yeah. Like it's, I'm like, hey, what are we doing here? Like, that's fun weight. But if you're trying to get that, it is the last thing to go and it is the pain in the ass to get rid of. So I feel you. I get you. You're just like, I'm doing everything. It's the last thing to go, and it's a pain in the dick to get rid of.
So annoying. It's so annoying. And then I'm like, that zebra case looks pretty good.
We can't be talking about our bodies on here too much. These guys our listeners are probably like, what the fuck is this podcast now?
Yeah, they're like, what is
what is the last thing you wanted to get to?
Sean Strickland, who is the current middleweight champ of the UFC. He's also like a little unhinged. He's hilarious, but he had a rough childhood. Like he was molested, beat by his dad, the whole nine of you could go through the worst childhood ever. So yeah, he says some crazy shit, but his upbringing, granted, let it go.
Everyone needs some therapy. Yeah.
But, yeah, for sure. But, he is, he doesn't, he's, let's just say doesn't take shit. And he's if he says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. So he's coming up his upcoming fight against this guy Duplessis for the title. They've been going back and forth a lot, and the guy Duplessis is like, your dad beat and molested you. He was like, okay, cool. And then at the fight this past Sean said some crazy shit to people too. So it's not like,
okay.
He's the guy that has to be receptive to it too, because he's says crazy shit all the time. He just went on a rant about Sean O'Malley. He's like, you bragged about guys letting other guys letting them fuck your wife on a podcast. He's like, fuck you. So he talks shit too.
Well, you're name dropping a lot, which might lose some listeners' games. But here's the thing. Yeah, I imagine the tactic is between these two fighters. Leave me that because you have the insight for that kind of stuff. The tactic obviously is always this kind of back and forth. They always try to rile each other up. Some of it just for the fucking, just for the fun of it. And really, it's not some of it just to hype the fight, obviously. Like it is just pageantry, some of it, a lot of it. Exactly. That's what I'm about to say. When do you feel like this other fighter who said the shit and brought up the trauma, that kind of thing, directly to him? Do you feel this is he going to be, he's just hoping he comes out of the corner, swings wildly. Like he's just trying to provoke him to also be crazy in the fight specifically.
I think truly he's just trying to make this also a big, he's trying to
It might have all been pageantry, but he might have stepped a line is what I'm saying then.
No, because Sean Strickland even said on Twitter, he was like, you have the world's biggest stage and all you got was aha, your dad molested you. He's like, do better than that.
Not like,
but all right,
fair enough, got you. Cool. All right, good. Never mind. All right, whatever.
So the guy's trying Driscus Duplessis, but like he's just not as good at it as some other guys are, right? I talked
sure.
to him. So this was at the fight this past weekend. They're both in the crowd watching the fight, okay?
Oh, shit. Okay. So
this is Sean Strickland right here in the front, and this guy right here in the background right here, who he's fighting. Which, by the way, they sat him two rows apart is psychotic, but whatever. Strickland
fires the gun.
You see this family right here?
Yeah, they should not be excited about what's about to happen. I feel
this is Gilbert Burns, who's a fighter also in the UFC. This is his
kid. That looks like a kid. Oh no,
it is his kid. No, but this is why Sean Strickland's hilarious and awesome. And like, okay, watch.
Duplessis dodges it. All right, so
just stand there.
I'm being told that Strickland asks Gilbert Burns' son to move.
He asks his family to move out of the way.
Oh,
wow. Oh my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Out of nowhere. That's
oh, wow.
That's kind
of
crazy.
Well, he told him.
Rogan, that's kind of crazy. Rogan.
Fucking Rogan, dude. I mean, I don't listen to Joe Rogan like that. Not like thing. I love sometimes where he's going so professional. He's surprised. It's like, Rogan, what? You know, these fighters most like better than most of us.
Still, Strickland was on his podcast like a month ago.
Kind of talking.
You know, he's going to. These are real motherfuckers, dude. Do you think he's not going to pop off?
Sean Strickland, who is a psychopath, having the wherewithal to tell the kids to move, before he goes to attack Driscus Duplessis.
Well,
and then Duplessis sent this tweet out. He goes, now I understand why you have a 33% finish rate. You hit like a girl. Also, January 20th, the security won't be there to save your life when I'm on top. But even funnier is Gilbert Burns' wife. She tweets out. She goes, it's like, she's like, we appreciate Sean telling us to move before he did that. Also, to be fair, Driscus was actually talking shit to Sean the whole night and telling him to fight him. So,
oh, wow. There you go.
So it's like, yeah, man. When you have two real motherfuckers, like, you know, it's like, that's going to happen sometimes. But it was cool. But like, no one like pressed charges or like did that whole thing.
Well, no, it's too good promotion.
But some guys do, and that's fucking lame. But
I think it sounds like the fighter got what he wanted out of that
100%,
clips.
Yeah.
Like that's going to be, people are going to want to see that settled. So
100. No, that's what I'm saying though. They're doing a good job building up the fight. Even if it's genuine, which that's genuine, dude. Like he's not, Sean Strickland's again, not like, he's not okay, here's what we're going to do. He's like, no, I'm crazy.
He has manners, but at the same time, he's like, no, I know not to hit a child, but I'm going to hit the man behind the child 100 times. That's, guys, 100 times out of 100 times, I'm hitting the man behind the child.
Right.
Like, I don't know what you guys don't get. I was molested. How many times do I have to say this? I was molested. You know, I'm like, yeah, no, he'll hit you. I kind of think it's okay. I don't know. Is that weird?
He was just on Theo Von's podcast, which I don't watch.
Nice. I've seen a couple of episodes, you know. Same.
But he made it to like crying on it because he's talking about, you know, his thing. And then Theo was like, do you want me to not release it? He's like, no. He's like, I cried. He's like, it is what it is. He's like,
okay. No.
But so Sean, like people again, like, cause he does say some inflammatory shit, like on Twitter and stuff like that. But it's like, he is a good dude. He's just like a little fucking, you know, like he's just a little fucked up. It's like, yeah, man, you know,
I know you do well on Twitter and good at every once in a while. It's cause that statement, even that little part, who cares? This is funny. It does suck that it exists. You know, there's so many people that we would just be like, yeah, wow. But if we never heard his internal thoughts when he's up late at night, you know what I mean? A lot of us would just be better off. Cause they'd be like, yeah, Strickland. Oh, he's wild. Like you would still know him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It would just be that fight. I mean, those clips and then, you know, like something on Instagram, maybe, I don't know, probably, but I don't know, something about Twitter. Every time you're like, he says some crazy shit, you know, and you're just like, I know, doesn't it suck a little? But anyway, it's, dude, fun. I actually want to tune in for that one. That is, if we don't have shows. Are we in Connecticut? When are we?
I'm working like every Saturday.
I know. I've got a couple of spots, but.
It's like, well, actually, I got to talk some shit off air.
Yeah, I got you. All right.
Yeah.
Love it. Love. I mean, dude. Oh, being around, like even just being around, shout out to like Adam Hunter. I know who writes for, MMA.
Adam follows me on Twitter.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. Adam's funny. So funny. It was one of those comics that I like remember seeing earlier on in my career, like on just on like line, seeing special or something like that. And then I was like, oh yeah, right. I liked them a lot. So I was catching up on some of the stuff, but cool to just have those stories, man. Just some of those times. Cause he likes to talk shit. And I love that he didn't work for the thing I learned was like, Dana White just brought him in one day, saw the videos he was making, and just was like, hey, I want you to make videos for us, but just don't tell anybody that you work for us.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Yeah. He's just like, yeah. So he did those for a while. Finally, they contacted him, like someone under Dana was just like, hey, we're going to come in. And yeah, could you come in and like, we'll talk to you? And they were like, yeah, we'd love to hire you. He's like, oh, I already work for you. And they had to check the books and be like, oh yeah. Like, it was a story that he told us like on air. And I'm just like, how wild is it that like, yeah. And then Dana, I think did his album or whatever, or like produced it. But I was like, how strange. It's cool that it operates in that way still. That's what I like about it.
And it's cool with like, he just hires people he likes. Like,
yeah.
Like there was, okay, remember that that big female security guard from Best Buy who like checked some guy like trying to steal a TV? This is like a year or two ago.
I might have missed that one.
It went viral when it came out. Like some scrawny dude was trying to steal from Best Buy, and she's just like, nah. And like an offensive lineman dude just like pushing him. Best Buy fires her, and he goes, what? He goes, you're hired. Now you're working as head, like a lead security person.
She's a BBBB. She's like a big, beautiful Best Buy woman or BBBBW. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Fuck it. But Dana White found out they fired her and was like, oh, God. He's like, that's bullshit. And he hired her to work like in a security job at the tech center in Vegas. He's like, you work for me now. He's like, fuck you, Best Buy. He's like, anytime here. He's like, yeah. Nice. Dana, man, like that, like he's really good with like supporting like businesses he fucks with, like, you know, like trying to bring up small businesses and like expose I like Dana White. He's a good dude.
Yeah, and we're only like 3 years out from him having allegations or something, so it'll be good.
Yeah, I mean,
dude, I just mean every single time someone gets,
I know.
I hope not for some of the people out there, but like, Jesus Christ. All right, this has been a fun episode, dude. Yeah. It's good. Check out all our stuff, check out us on everything. Don't forget to like and subscribe on iTunes, on stuff. It helps us out a bunch. But other than that, people, yo, hot dogs, shout out to you guys, fucking real ones out there. We'll see you on the next one. Neil Wood, Adam Nutter, another day in the cult. It's your Pope again. What's up, everybody? Just a little reminder, go on to iTunes, rate, review, give us some love on Spotify if you're not doing it already. Adam and I are going to be all over the place doing stuff local and national. So check us out at I Am Neil Wood or at Adam Nutter. Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye. That's a Pope fart.
Hi, I'm International Men of Mystery Dan DePriel, and I'm one of the weekday comics. My friend Dave and I get paid to do comedy, believe it or not. But we're not allowed to tell all the jokes we want to tell. That's why we started this podcast. Join us every Tuesday at 8 p.m., where we're going to talk about the news of the day and tell a couple of jokes that we just don't feel comfortable telling on stage. Hey, we don't have careers, so who gives a weekday comics? Our podcast, where we'll give you the big bags of trash we were born to be and aren't allowed on the shows they pay us to do.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.